Okay, we're up to Elamantana. Quick of actor, there's one akuda. We learned that a meicher atzma is nimka l'sheish v'yesral sheish. We had the sheet of the chachamim, which is the way we paskin. The machru bez n'sheish, and meicher atzma is either sheish or yesral sheish. What about pachas v'sheish? What about less than 6 years? Meicher atzma doesn't have the gzeres hakosuf of sheish shanim yavod. What does that mean? The Gemara says l'sheish v'yesral sheish. What about pachas m'sheish? So the Mishnah Melech brings in Perek Beis Apilchas Avodim Halacha Gimel what he calls the Machlokes Rashi and the Ritva. Says Rashi Shita is that sheish is a minimum, and it could be more than six. Nimka l'sheish v'yesral sheish. It could be for six. It could be for more than six. The Ritva says it could be even less than six. What should be pashut al pi svara? Pashut it should be. We said the one who holds sheish v'yesal sheish doesn't want sacha sacha, right? The one who learns the craft is different holds because lo yalav sacha sacha. So l'chayrin svara. It should be even pachas, right? What's the difference? If you take sheish out of the rule, there's no rule of sheish, so what's the difference more than sheish? Less than sheish should all be the same. So the Mishnah Melech brings a Marit who explains Rashi Shita. Rashi is really a pashtus to the Gemara. The Gemara says that Meicha Atzmei Vimka L'sheish V'yes Al Sheish. Gemara's mashmat, six, more than six, not less than six. Why? But when it says the following words, we're going to have to understand exactly what the words mean, but he says, if someone has sold for 6 years, that's called an evet. If someone sold for less than 6 years, that's called a sachir, that's called a worker. Evet, by definition, is sold for 6 years or more. And sachir, by definition, is somebody less than 6 years. That's how you define what's an Eved and what's a Sachir. Sachir is less than 6 years, Eved is six. It could be more than six. But you don't get a Shem Eved unless you sold for at least 6 years. That's the Rashi Shita in Avdus, that Avdus must be at least 6 years. And what? Well, he sold for 6 years when he buys himself out. What about? Oh, good. Okay, one second. But the Rashi Shita is that to be a Shem Eved must be 6 years. To be a less than 6 years, you have a Shem Sachir. And we'll see Mutashem, the Nafkaminis in this. But this is the aside, the way Rashi. With this, he also explains. Rashi said, it said you could be sold for six or more than six. So Rashi says, Yeser al Sheish, Rashi Yadav Amit Bey said, Im Hisne, if you made it tonight, Limach Aless Hashan. If you made it tonight, it's more than six. That means Rashi al Stama, if somebody tells him for an Evet Stam, it's 6 years. Stam Echir is 6 years. So that's because Rashi Lishita say that you don't have a shame Evet unless you sold for 6 years. It's a shame, we're going to get to it later in this man. There's an isser, according to many Rishonim, there's an isser d'oraisa to sign a contract obligating yourself to work 6 years or more. Li b'nei Yisrael avodim. Anybody who signs any contract, even not an eved, you're not going to be mutar b'shifcha, you're not going to not do all the other things, but to obligate yourself in a contract for 6 years, the Rishonim will hold that you're not supposed to sign a 6 year contract. For 6 years or more, because that's Abdus, that's leaving Israel Abadim. You want to work for somebody, so sign a contract less than 6 years, and not 6 years. It fits well with the concept, I mean, the dinim of signing contracts, we'll get to, like I said, later in this man. But it gives you the idea that of Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is 6 years, does say Abdus, less than 6 years is not Abdus. So in the Berachas Avraham, he has a kasha from the Gemara, which we're about to learn, that if you get sold 2-3 years before Yaivel, you go out with Yaivel.
That's not really, you're still being sold for 6 years. It's just a
pasuk
comes out, but you go
out. Okay, good. That's what he answers. Okay, he asked that if you get sold 2-3 years before Yaivel, that you're still being sold for less than 6 years. So he answers with the concept similar to the Briskarov that the Mechir is l'chalutin, you sold forever. When Yaivel comes, that's Yitzia. So you're lucky, Yaivel came. Like if the Adin dies, if you go out with Mises HaAdin, it's also, it just happened to come, Mises HaAdin. No, if a woman has Simonim, she goes out with Simonim, it happened to come. The Mechir was a Mechir for 6 years.
You're not paying that now. How can you save the Mechir for 6?
You are paying for 6. You just...
Who's paying for 6? And whose mind are you paying for 6?
I mean, because the person's not going to be willing to pay. Yeah, but the reason he's really paying, in Lomdis he's paying for 6, just he knows, like Simon, you sell an Omer Vriya, she sold for 6. Now, of course, the person buying is going to calculate in his mind, she'll probably have Simon at 12, so I'm not going to pay so much for her. Okay, but the din of the Mechira is still a 6-year Mechira. Okay, in Lomdis it's 6, and in practical terms it's not 6. Hopefully in a few minutes we'll do the next Gemara, we'll see a little more about it. But this is, in what way?
Well, that can tell somebody, for some reason, he stole so much, nobody would pay back in 6 years. Wouldn't be able to pay what he stole with that?
No, the Gemara's going to say later. If nobody will buy him for that, then he doesn't get something. Okay, let's see the next Gemara. Elo man tana de lo yalav sachis sachis. Now we're going to learn this piece to the bottom of the Yom. This piece is about Yitzias HaYayvel. Let's see, we'll learn about Yayvel. Netanya. Shav el mishpachta. He returns to his family. About which Eved is this pasuk talking? It doesn't say. Iba by charatzmai harikavar omer. Iba nirts harikavar omer. Where's the Kvar Amor? What? So Meicheratzma is Achnas Hayayvel Yimka. If it's Nirtza, where's Nirtza? So that's Rishafte Mishal Chazase, the first wide line we're going to have in a few minutes. So this can't be talking about Meicheratzma, it can't be talking about Nirtza, Harei Kvar Amor, Hayinakasim Bidabel, Makru Bezn, Shtayim Mishal Hashem of Neyayvel, Shayayvel Metzihai. If you get sold 2-3 years before Yayvel, so you go. If you're going to say, "Learn of sachis sachir," what do I need this pasuk v'shavel mishpach? They name of sachis sachir. Let's learn Eved from Eved. So we see that this Tana does not learn sachis sachir. So we have the Tana who doesn't learn sachis sachir. So Gemara slugs this up as well. Gemara says no. So what do I need a pasuk he goes out with Yaivel? Someone sells himself, he was not a ganiv, so he goes out with Yaivel. Avam akru bezdin David Isura, we was a ganiv. Amen, they can say, we shouldn't let him go out with Yaivel, kamash malan. Okay. So this is the end of this attempt to prove that somebody doesn't darshan sachis sachir. And again, what are we doing here? We're talking about the Yitziyah of Yaivel. We have Gezeiras HaKosis for the Yitziyah of Yaivel. Yeah, Omer Mar Ibn Nirtzar Kvar Omer Ma'i. Remember, we have three psukim for Yaivel. One for Meicher Atzmai, one for Machru Bezdin, and one for Nirtzar. Where is the pasuk of Nirtzar? The Tanya. Vishachtem Isha Lachuzasei Visha Mishpachtei Pamakosim Adabim. Im Meicher Atzmai Kvar Omer, Im Machru Bezdin Kvar Omer. Enochem Dabri El Ben Nirtzar Shtem Shom Neyayvel Shayevel Mitzir. So what did we just do? We had two psukim. And I'd like you to do, just look at the Gemara, concentrate on what the Gemara just did. You have two psukim, vishav and vishavtem. Now please, concentrate on the Gemara. Look at both of them. The Gemara did almost the same thing by both. I'm reading vishav el mishpachtei. B'ma akosam medaber. Okay? Vishavtem also starts, b'ma akosam medaber. Right? By both of them it starts. Ibn meicharas mehar kevar omar. Right? The same thing by the second one. Ibn meicharas mehar kevar omar. Right? Now the top one says, Ibn Nirtza Harei Kvar Omer. And the second one says, Ibn Machru Bezdin Harei Kvar Omer. You follow? What's Taj? Ibn Nirtza, where is the Harei Kvar Omer? On the top one, Mishavu Mishpachti, it says, Ibn Nirtza Harei Kvar Omer, where? That's the bottom one. The bottom one says Imachru Beznarik Varama. Which one's that? The top one, right? Why don't we just switch it around? Like, who says the top one is talking about Mecharatzmai and the bottom one by Nirtza? We could say that by the top one you could have said Ibn Nirtza Kavaromer and the second one. I mean, Ibn Mechar Bez is the second one, and the top one, no, I mean, it could be the opposite. The Mashah is this Kasha, and he says that's Pshad in the next two words of the Gemara, my Mashma. With the Gemara, these two Gemaras, Vishavah Mishpachim, Vishavah Mishal Chuzasai, we have two Psukim of Yaiva. And the Gemara says, what's it talking? So the Gemara says, it is talking by this Kvar Omer, this Kvar Omer. But both Niritza and Machru Bezdin, and Machru Bezdin are left open. So one we set aside by Machru Bezdin, and one we set aside by Niritza. So the Gemara says, my mash, but the Gemara means, you're doing exactly the same thing by both. So who says which one is talking by which? My mash, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe Shaptem is talking by Machru Bezdin, and Mishav is talking by Niritza. My mashma, so that the Gemara answer is a mashmois. I'm Rav Shimon, I'm a kura ish. He's a dav shnei fe ishvein ayvi isha, haviyayim is a ritziya. So in a way, I have the pasuk, it's talking about an answer. Alright, so we have psukim, three psukim for yitziya of yayvol. Vishav and vishavtem, and Achna Sayyavul Yavid Imcha, those are the three psukim of Yavul. Everyone, you ask anybody, where is it say Yavul? They tell you it says Vavade Lo Ailam, and Rashi says, Ailam Isha Yavul. Right? But like the Gemara will say in a few minutes, we only know that it means Yavul because we have these other psukim. The Meshech Chochma declares, if you have a person who was sold to be an Eved and Nirtza, and after that came the Churban Beis HaMikdash and Yavel is bottled, when does he go out? Zman HaZed is no Yavel. We know the Shemitah, right? A couple of years ago Shemitah, a few years from now will be Shemitah. When Shemitah comes, if you ask people when's Yavel, I think most people say, I don't know, I'm not 50 years old, right? I didn't hear the Yavel yet. But even you'll be 50, when you'll be a musician, 50 years old, you'll be 100 years old, except if when Mashiach comes, until then there won't be a Yovel. Not that you missed it. Karen HaShemitah and Karen HaYovel. There is no Yovel, as man is. Machlaik is exactly what you need for Yovel. If you need the Churban Beis HaMikdash that ended it, or the Golos HaSeres HaShvatim, it's not Nagea for us. We'll assume, let's say, that the Churban Beis HaMikdash ended Yovel. There's a Churban, there's no Yovel. No Sanhedrin, there's no Yovel. What? Assume it wasn't in the area. So a person went to Galus. A person was an Eved Ivri at the time of the Churban. He was a Nirtza at the time of the Churban. So the Meshech Chochma declares, what happened to him? What? You count 50 or you count when Yovel would have been? But the Yovel would have been 30 years of that. Maybe 30. What? According to the way we're learning in the Lamdis, that an Eved is sold forever, just as a Yetziah called Yovel. So if there's no Yovel, he's sold forever. I mean, he is sold forever. If Yovel will come, Yovel will come. But if he's locked, there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, so he blives an Eved Ivri forever and ever and ever, until there'll be a Yovel again. He still goes out with Yovel, but there is no Yovel. So he's going to remain an Eved Ivri for a very long time. The same, just like if there's no Misa Daral, he doesn't go out. The same thing, if there's no Yavel, he doesn't go out. Okay, good. Reb Chaim Knievsky brings that it's a Beferish Ramban. There's a pasuk in Ezra. When Ezra comes to Eretz Yisrael, he gives them a long Musa Shmuz about all the things they're doing wrong. And Mechalei Shabbos, and they were intermarrying. And one of the things they did was they were bayil a shifcha charufa. So Ezra tells them in the 10th parak of Ezra that what are you being bayil a shifcha charufa? It's awesome. What's a shifcha charufa? It's actually a machlaikis later. We passed the shifcha charufa is a chati shifcha, chati baschairin, hameureses la eved ivri. Is married to an eved ivri. That's a shifcha. So Tosfos and Krisus asks, how could Ezra be giving them mussar about a shifcha charufa? A shifcha you can have, a shifcha kananis. But how could you have an eved ivri? Hameureses la eved ivri. After the Korban, there's no Eved Ivri, right? Ezra was 70 years after the Korban, by the Binyan by Hashem. So how could you have an Eved Ivri? What's the pasuk talking about? Ezra's telling them, Shifcha Haruva, why Shifcha Haruva? Shifcha Haruva is a woman who's engaged, who's married to an Eved Ivri. There were no Eved Ivris. So the Ramban answers Taisa's Kasha. So Taisa's asked his Kasha, how's it Shaya? So Ramban answers, it's Shaya. If during the Bayis Rishon there was an Eved Ivri, then there was a Chorban. So Yavel is bottle. Eved Ivri was Nirtzah, who had Ritzia. And then Yavel came along. And then the Chorban came along, I mean. So there was never a Yavel. And if there was no Yavel, then he remained an Eved forever. So 70 years later, he could still be an Eved. You know, man by then, but he could still be an Eved. If you think there were no Avodim, then it's the whole Perek in Yirmiyah, Perek Mamadal, there's a whole Musash was about the Eved Ivris that were there at the time of Korban. There are plenty of Eved Ivris there. Or maybe the Eved Ivri had a child from the Shifcha Kananis, but then he has the name of an Eved Kanani. It would be an Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri is Baal Shifcha Kananis, the child goes there for the mother, he has the name of Eved Kanani. That would help. It would have to be a man who's at least 83 years old at that point. 70 years later, and you have to be at least 13 to be sold, plus 6 years, and Nirtza. So you have to be 19, B'shas Ritzia, and then 70 years to the Korban is 80, you have to be 89 by then. Even today, 89 is pretty old, but what? Because you have to be Nirtza before the Korban. So you can't be an Eved until you're 13. And then you need 6 years to become a Nirtza. 19. So you have to be a Nirtza before the Korban. So you have to be a 19 before the Korban. And now, Ezra's screaming at them, that the Shifcha Harufa will rest us. So the Shifcha Harufa could have been younger, but she had to be more restless to this man, who by now would be 89, but it's not a kasha. And the Pasuk says, Beferish, there were people by the Binyan Bayashani that were alive from the Bayas Rishon. They were crying, they had seen the Bayas Rishon, they saw the Bayashani. Once you have those bottles, there's no Eved Ivri. So we'll have it later. Right, there's no Eved Ivri. Eved Kanani can have, but not Eved Ivri. So it's a Beferish Ramban. The Meshech Chachmas Claire is a Beferish Ramban. And it fits in very well with the whole Briska Rav's Torah. He even says it fits in Avodai La'olam. The Pasuk La'olam means forever, Taka. According to the Briska Rav, Avodai La'olam means he's sold forever. Taka sold forever. If Yovel comes, he goes out. But Be'etzem, he sold forever. So Ad Kan, it fits in very nicely. The Meshech Chachma is in the beginning of Mishpatim, on the Pasuk of Avodah Laila. Frektiv Chaim Knievsky, he brings a ritva that after the Chorbin, just like the Yitziah of Yovel was Batal, all the Yitziahs were Batal. Once one Yitziah is Batal, Yitziah Sheish's bottle, Yitziah Simonim is bottle, everything is bottle. Im Kain, if you say this finish, why did the Ramban have to say that this person was a Nirtza at the time of the Chorban, and that's how you could have a Chetim so he doesn't go out later? You don't have to say he was a Nirtza. You could say he was a Stam Eved Ivri. If there's no Yitziah Sheish, so he's Stam Eved Ivri. And there's no Yitzias Sheish, so Stam Eved Ivri, and then the Chorban, he remained an Eved Ivri for the rest of his life. You gain that he doesn't have to be 89, he could have been only 83. He could have been 13 at the time of the Chorban, so he gained 6 years. It may not sound like a lot, but when you're 83 years old, you'll feel that 6 years is still a lot of time, right? So, this is Rechaim Kanievsky's Kasha on the Ramban. Why does the Ramban say Nirtza and then the Chorban? You should say Techshesh and then the Chorban. So Chaim Knievsky answers. He says, no. He says, by Sheish, there are two dinim of Sheish. There's one din that is Yetziyah Shesh. And that's Takabatla with the Churban. But there's another din. That when somebody sells himself for 6 years, he's thinking, I'm only going to work for 6 years. And the buyer is thinking he's only going to work for 6 years. So at the end of 6 years, even though there's no Yetziyah of Shesh, he's going to go out with Shesh anyway, just because that's really what they made up. Because really, they sort of made up between themselves that he would go out with six. So Memela is like Rechaim Kanievsky, that if somebody was an Eved Ivri at the time of the Churban, he'll go out after 6 years anyway. Even though there's no din Yetziyah of Shesh, maybe the mitzvah of the Torah of Yetziyah of Shesh there isn't. But it's like all dinei mamon is, if I rent a car for 6 years, so after 6 years I have to give it back. So here also, it was understood, they made up that he's going to work for 6 years. So mele, at the end of the 6 years, he goes back, now it's a din Yetziyah of Shesh. But it's like all dinei mamon is, they made up Shesh. So this is what Chaim Kanievsky says. So Chaim Kanievsky says this text. So I didn't understand it. What is the Sheish and Yovel? Chaim Kanievsky is saying, a person sold himself a Sheish 2 years before the Churban. Sold himself for 6 years. And now we're saying, there's no Yetziyah of Sheish, there's no Xeris HaKosadik Yetziyah. Because that anyway, because that was understood between them that that's what it would be. What about Yovel? If he's a Nirtza, it was also understood that Yovel will go out. So why isn't it automatic that he goes out? It was understood about the Yovel. So Memela say the same thing. Say, there's no din Yitzi of Yovel, but it was understood along the work of Yovel. So Memela, he could go out by Yovel. If he wants, he's perfectly privileged to stay. He's only going to have a din Torah if he wants to end his
Avon. If he wants to have a din of Eved forever, I'm not saying
he never signed up for it either, because when he was Nirtza, he thought Yovel will come in 30 years or 40 years, whatever it is. And he thought he'll be free.
He wasn't looking to go out, he was looking to stay. He wasn't looking to have 50 years or 49 years or 10 years.
Does it change his mind? What's wrong? In Lamaisa, when his ear was drilled, he only signed up for to Yovel, even though he wanted more, but we didn't let him sign up for more.
There's
no moment by Yovel, why? Because he doesn't get paid. Should that matter? And if he gets sold for Sheish, not for money, Bishtar, he doesn't take money, he still goes out with Sheish. It should depend on the money. Fine. Still got out Sheish. It's also Matanah. Everybody does these. Nobody sells love for an Eved to do a favor for the other person. Everyone's doing it for himself. Yovel's a Zman and Nirtza's Metzius. In other words, you could tell that Sheish K. I made up till Yovel. Okay, you work till Yovel. As soon as Yovel comes, you still go out. It's after the Churban. You tell him you still go out when Yovel comes, but didn't come yet. Sheish K. No, it would be good the way you say it. Sheish is Sheish, it came. Yovel. But still, if we're going according to what the person had in mind, it's funny. He only had a mind to Yovel.
But
well, Misa Baal can't have a mind, because Misa Baal could have
life.
It's true. But could be less. But he knew he's not going to work more than Yael. But he knew maximum is Yael. He knew that maximum is Yael. So why should he have to work for more than Yael? What?
Yeah.
49 years later, he could love them a little less if he wants to go out. If he doesn't want to go out, I'm staying. We're talking where he wants to go out. So why should he be entitled to it? Fine. If someone comes to me and he says, I'd like to buy 10 of this item, I say, I'm only willing to sell 5. He buys 5. I can't come late and say, but you wanted to buy 10, so pay me for 5 more. It doesn't matter what he wanted, and that's what he did. The Hilamais only signed up to Yael. I don't know. What's mashal from Chaim Kanievsky is that a mechira for Yovel is a mechira forever, and is Yitzi of Yovel. so it sounds like. Mechira of Yaivel is taka mechira for always, and is the Yisiyah of Yaivel. But then a mechira for Sheish is only a mechira for Sheish. That's what it sounds like from his word. When you sell someone for 6 years, it's a mechira for 6 years, finished. And when you sell someone for Yaivel, you're selling him forever, and there's the Yisiyah of Yaivel. He owns halfway to Briskerov. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like Fantanievsky halfway agrees with Briskerov. When it's Yitzi of Yaivel, he's masking. You sold forever. If Yaivel will come, you'll go out. You can't tie the lady. You only sold yourself to Yaivel. It's a Mechira forever. But if you sell yourself to Sheish, it's only a Mechira for Sheish. So mainly, even if Yaivel comes, there's no Yitzi of Sheish, but you only sell yourself to Sheish. The words of Fantanievsky sound like this chilek. That is, no? What? Call him up, you should ask him.
Okay.
He only gives three-word answers. He's very tricky. I've had things with Chaim Kanievsky. People said, let's ask him. So I told people to ask him. So people wrote him a letter. And I once had something I mentioned in Navi Shia to do with Tumas Kayin and something Shver and the Shein Alokas. So I wrote him a letter. So he sent back the letter with three words written down. You know, there were two ways to learn his three words, so we weren't sure what the answer was. What?
What? By Sheish, there are a lot of shortcuts you can take because they're trying to pay up for it. So you see that there's something to the Sheish. By Yaivel, he can't. He has no choice. I mean, not
by Sheish, there are shortcuts.
And if you want, he could stay on longer by becoming an Eretz. So you see that it's not really the Sheish next to Yitzir. He still has options. By Yaivel, it's about how he has to go out. He can't stay.
By Yaivel, he has no options. So therefore what? So therefore by Yaivel,
it was more of a Yitzir.
It's more of a Mechira forever.
It's more of a Yitzir.
The fact that, though, the fact that when he sold himself, he thought he'll go out in 30 years, whatever Yaivel is. So that shouldn't matter because it's loyal. It's still loyal. Yaivel, when you sign on the dotted line for Yaivel, it's going to be for real. Only Nisus HaBaal could change it. But otherwise, nothing you can do can change it. You sign a dotted line for Sheish, it could still change. It could be less with Gerai and Kesef, or it could be more with Nirtza. So it's less set in stone, Sheish, than Yaivel. So it fits well. It doesn't prove anything, but it fits well. The Mechira Sheish is Luzman, and Mechira Yaivel is for... is a Mechira L'chalutin. Mechira Sheish and Mechira L'chalutin, Mechira Yaivel is a... Okay, this would fit well with there's Rabbi Yaleib, which we'll probably learn on the Amid Beis. The Chiddush Rabbi Yaleib, he writes that the din of Gerai and Kesef only applies to Sheish, the cheshbon of 6 years. So the din of Gerai and Kesef, you take off a sixth for each year, but it does not apply to Yaivel. Let's say someone sold for 600 zuz for 6 years, so he takes off 100 zuz a year. Let's say Yaivel is after 4 years. He sells himself for an Ebed, Yaivel is 4 years later. So now he comes to Gerai and Kesef, he wants to buy himself back. So 1 year passed, so he says, okay, 1 year passed, so I worked already 1 out of 4 years, I want to take off a quarter of my price. I'm only going to work 4 years because of Yaivel. So the Ebed after 1 year says 600 zuz, 4 years, that's 150 zuz a year. I worked 1 year, let's deduct 150. Rabbi Yaleib says, no. Yaivel doesn't go into the Cheshbon Gerai and Kesef. Only Sheish goes into the Cheshbon. So that if he sold himself 600 zuz, he takes off 100 zuz per year. Even though it's 4 years to Yaivel, 1 year passed, he can only deduct 100 zuz. The din of Gerai and Kesef is only on Sheish, and it's not on the Yaivel, on whatever Yaivel does. Even though he knows Yaivel will be.
That didn't go into the original price.
What?
That didn't go into the original price.
It may, in their mind, have gone into the original price, but when it comes to Cheshbon and Gerai and Kesef, you don't make the Cheshbon. Now, we'll have to see the lumdus of where that comes from, but it fits in very well with Chaim Kanievsky's Haggadah, that Yaivel is a Mechira Laila. There's no din of Gerai and Kesef on Mechira. If Yaivel come, it'll take him out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Sheish is a Mechira for Sheish. Now it's a brisk about it. Sheish is Sheish, so then you take off every year, 1/6. Yaivel's forever, yeah, you don't take over. The truth is, you don't have to come on to big lumdus. Could be Rabbi Yaleib is right anyway, because six is definitely going to come. Yaivel may or may not come. There could be still a Chorbin, there could be other reasons. The Gemara says other time that Yaivel may not come. Even Bizman Beis HaMikdash, If there would be not one Eved in all of the Klal Yisrael, when Yovel comes, there's no Yovel, the Gemara says. You have to have Shekhar Avadim. If there wouldn't be one, the Gemara says it's Eafshe that there's not one Eved in all of Eretz Yisrael. What? It could be a Mashar Asmai too. But there would have to be a Shekhar or Amavriya. What?
There wouldn't be a problem with this guy,
but
he's
the Eved. Oh, yeah, he's the Eved. Yeah, that's right. It would never happen if he's the Eved. Okay. There's another Mandi Amar that says that if there's no karka that was sold. Gemara says three things by Yavel. It's Tekiyas, Shashmata's karka, and Shefer Avadim. So the Gemara says you need, one Mandi Amar says you need to have karka. There has to be a karka that was sold. One Mandi Amar says they have to have Avadim. My bottom line is that Shesh is a clock. The clock's going to tick no matter what you do. Yovel has to come. Odds are Yovel will come. It may not come. So Yovel is a sale forever. Nirtz is a sale forever. Okay, let's finish the Gemara. Amar Rava Rash, my Mashma, Amar Rava Rashila, Amakra, Ish, I said that already. Ezo, Davish, and Vishra, and Ivy, Isha, Vaim, is Eretzia. Ezo, Gumith, and Machru Bezdin, Ezo, Gumith, and Nirtz. Yashmina Machru Bezdin, Mishum Goy Makis Mane. Why Machru Bezdin? Because this man didn't come yet. He never got into a 6 years. Avonir said the matzah mane that the 6 years were up. Ema nikma say they shouldn't go out. The yashmin had nirtza mishum David lay sheish. Abachur bezn lay David lay sheish. Ema lay tzrich. Vitzuch lemis tevishavtem. If lemis lailam, you also need a pasuk of lailam bem tavaydu. The kozrach mana lailam avamina lailam mamish. I don't think it works forever. Kozrach mana vishavtem to tell you no. It means only lailam I show you. Because Ramana Vishafdem have a mina hani milechad olayavet sheish. Olayechad olayavet sheish loyei seif echamer mitchilasai. Matchilasai sheish haf seif sheish. I would think that he only goes for 6 more years. Kamash malah. So we ended up slugging up that we don't have here a tana. Loyal of sachasachir. And the Gemara will make a third attempt to find such a tana. Okay, so what we've done basically is gone. You realize every day, it's like every day a new topic of Eved Ivri. Right? Today we talked about Yaivon. Right? The other day we talked about Hanukkah. Each thing, there are many subtopics in Eved Ivri. We're sort of going to cover it. Sunday we're going to do the Amid Bey. It's a new topic, Geula. The concept of Geula, that you redeem an Eved.